Coach, I know that yesterday didn't go the way that you wanted it to, but what did you say in the aftermath of that game to get your guys ready for today?
Well, we obviously talked about the things that we didn't do, and, you know, offensively we just did nothing that we practiced. We got away from that early. I thought that the early calls that went against us, going to the basket, the charge, had our guys a little bit hesitant going in there looking to make plays, and we had a couple calls, screens that, again, took that part away from us where guys got a little apprehensive. Then I think when you're not making shots, I just felt like we just got where we were not moving at all, just kind of hoping we were going to make a shot as opposed to working the game and doing what we needed to do. And when you're as bad as we were on offense yesterday, it just put so much pressure on everything else. And we just talked about it, knowing it's a learning experience with so many young guys, but yet we should have been better than we were.
Rebounding has always been a big focal point of your teams, as it was for Coach Williams. How do you coach that aspect of the game?
Well, it's something that you demand daily. You know it's a big part of what your identity needs to be. It needs to be in your DNA, and it's not as easy to get to with some teams, but I think to really have a chance to win big games, you've got to be good on both ends rebounding the basketball.
Carolina and Tennessee went better than 50 years between games once upon a time ago. It seems like we're following each other all across the globe right now. What do you notice about the way that this Carolina team looks as compared to maybe a few others?
Well, you know, first of all, I'm ecstatic for Hubert Davis. I believe I was the first person to ever offer him a scholarship when I was at George Mason, and watching him grow up as a young person and seeing the man that he's become. So Hubert, he's put his stamp on it. I mean, there's still some similarities with the Carolina way, but he's added what he wants to see more of the ball screen, some different quick hitters, those type things. Again, he's put together a great staff, and he's just going to do great work there at Carolina. And I think that anybody that's ever met him is going to really pull hard for him because of the kind of person that, and he's paid his dues to have this great opportunity to coach at North Carolina. So from that standpoint, I'm really happy for him, and I do hope we play better today than we did yesterday.
Coach, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.